just another night. Monkey on my back. Hepatitis B. Wife's begun to pack. Just another night. Trying to turn a bob. Things go on like this. Have to get a job.
We present O'Rourke's First Case by Vincent McInerney, with Ken Cumberledge as John O'Rourke.
John?
Hello, Dad.
What happened?
The job. Same as usually happens. I didn't get it.
Who did?
Ah, some young fella. More pens in his top pocket than the mad professor and a file of facts under his arm.
I thought you were in with the chance this time, getting an interview.
So did I. Till I got there. Then I became a 40-year-old redundant fitter from a bedding factory that was obsolete the day it was built.
What are you reading? One of those detective yarns of yours?
The truth was, apart from the fact that I'm white, I was your token black. At least you got a full working life at sea.
Young Curly and I have been waiting up the pub. Fancy one.
Curly. Now there's another one. 22 and never sniffed a job yet.
Never sniff a pint if we don't get up there before 3.
20 years I worked in that dump. Took the money. Now I'm supposed to sit here being consoled by Benny Hill. Well, I won't do it.
What will you do?
This.
Build a publishing empire?
Become a private eye.
Holmes! I should have guessed.
But you didn't.
Curly, I mean, he's been obsessed with that detective stuff since he was a lad. But I never thought he'd start to confuse fact with fiction. I don't know what his mother would have said.
Same as mine when I told her I wanted to turn boxing pro. Now, to be considering it, showed he was already brain damaged beyond hope.
Still, he's put his redundancy money where his mouth is.
But I thought he'd apply for this National Enterprise Allowance, like, and they gave you the cash anyway.
The deal, roughly, is you go to them with a business scheme. If they like it, they'll give you 40 quid a week for a year to help you get it off the ground.
Except?
Yeah, except to qualify for the money after being drawing benefit for at least 8 weeks and have £1,000 in hand.
Yeah, just like that.
Of course, they'll take a bank loan or overdraft facility.
Who wouldn't? It seems a bit strange, though. Money to be a private eye.
Yeah, I know what you mean. There are things that are no-go. Blowing up nuclear installations, opening up sex shops, but producing homemade chocolate, working a vegetable garden, wanting to be a private eye. John reckons they were pretty helpful by and large. Just went to the job centre to find out if he qualified and got himself invited to an awareness day.
Oh yeah, that sounds different.
Videos, financial advice, lunch. Then the other half of the videos, more advice, application forms, and today, the final interview where he takes along proof of the availability of his £1,000.
Lots of difference after all. Just another feast in the new church of Thatcher.
How about you? Anything going?
Can't get a girl, never mind a job. They don't really want to know you when you're out. At least not the sort I like. Hey, you know how Chris is back with me and me mum? She finally left that smooth-talking bastard she was married to.
Wonder what John's reaction will be to that.
Quiet, isn't it?
Not much to shout about in the job centre. Not this side of the counter, anyway.
Quite. Looking for employment yourself. Charlie Rose, by the way.
Oh, John O'Rourke. I'm on this Enterprise allowance wagon. Today's yes or no time.
I'm after some gen on that sort of thing myself.
Right.
I'm a merchant seaman, but, well, I've had enough one way or another.
Well, you'll have to be an out-of-work merchant seaman to do any good here.
Just on leave, actually. Exploring possibilities.
No go. Out 8 weeks and drawing benefit. You could try them, though. There's always a couple beat the net, no matter how small the mesh. What is it you've got in mind?
Oh, dogs. English setters.
Oh, yeah.
Gentlest things in the world. Take a bone from their mouths. All the virtues of man and none of the vices. How's it go? Oh, something like that.
You want to breed them? That sort of thing?
Like to set up a kennel.
Oh, I don't think he'll do it for him here. Not without a dole card. That's the Enterprise Allowance idea, you see. Help those who are on the floor but have got access to a bit of money.
And those without access to a bit of money?
Well, they have to help themselves. It's known as the pauper's penalty.
Mr. O'Rourke? Mr. O'Rourke?
It's the container ships, you see. Work and more work. And that bloody Western Ocean. I was used to other things. India, East Africa, the warmth, colour.
Mr. O'Rourke. Oh,
look, I've got to go. Got to get this interview over with.
Of course. Well, best of luck. Oh, I forgot to ask what you're trying for.
Oh, private detective. Like yourself, I'm also after a bit of life. My helping of excitement, warmth and colour.
So then they gave it you?
With due warnings, provisos and just a hint of blackmail.
Hey, nothing for nothing in this world, John. Hey, having said that, here's a wine gun for nothing.
Doctor.
Ooh, it's getting a bit nippy these mornings. How far now?
We're just down here.
Moorfields. Prestige address.
Used to be.
Liverpool will come back, don't worry about that. Hey, what did your dad say about leaving home? Getting a flat in town?
Well, he went quiet for a bit. Then asked where it was. Who'd had it before me. Told him I thought a painter. But left all sorts of weird pictures lying around. Bit of a nutter, maybe.
What did your dad say to that?
That some places attracted him. Then told me to take you in with me. Said he felt I was going to need an ex-scrapper. Anyway, here we are, so you can see for yourself.
Up there! Those stairs!
That penthouse suite! Follow me.
So I asked them to start paying in the 40 a week in a fortnight's time. 1st of October. Stop. This is it.
John, we're higher than the post office tower. How are you going to attract anyone up here?
The Enterprise people went into that. A local paper, a local radio, Yellow Pages. It all comes in the package. Why won't this lock open? Did the other day.
Probably seized with cold at this altitude. Anyway, shouldn't you be able to crack one of those now without leaving any trace?
Kelly, be a good lad. Slip down to Dale Street and get me a junior hacksaw, will you? What do you think?
Never seen anything like this, John.
I know. Black as a bookie's fingernails.
I was thinking more of it.
Oh, then. Well, you must have seen those painter fellas on the telly, and that surely. That's it with everyone. Cutting their ears off.
If that one leaning on the far wall's anything to go by, it's up their ears and he cutting off. Say the priest came round.
Say me dad did.
And that one. Size 40 boob in red. Green eye in the middle of it. Halo over the top. It's no name or nothing.
Have a look on the back.
Oh, so there is. Celestial Vision by Adrian Mintz. That's it then. Celestial Vision by Adrian Mintz. What do you think?
Let's have the mop.
Then ended by hanging around the walls. You should see them.
I don't have to. Where's he kipping?
He's sectioned a bit off. Knocked up a partition. With a velvet curtain instead of a door.
Sounds a bit Oscar Wilde to me.
Nah, you wouldn't know what to think.
You mightn't. Any custom?
Not a sausage. Just 3 weeks scrubbing and hammering.
What's he doing with himself all day?
Nah, he walks around town. Has he been in touch with you?
Rang me to let me know the phone was in. A couple of times since.
And how about you?
At least I've got this place. And the betting shop.
Well, John's got an empty office. So neither of you are getting anywhere. He's not going to ask for help.
We'll give him some, anyway.
Oh, hello, Chris. Oh.
What are you doing here?
Oh, hello, John. Your dad gave me a key.
Oh, right.
Oh, Curly's been coming home with more dust on him than a Jubilee teapot. Bit early for you to be out and about, isn't it?
Oh, I just nipped out for a walk in a paper, you know, same as every morning. Nothing more sinister than that.
Anyway, as you weren't here, I just let myself in. You need to get some decent carpets. Keep the dust down.
I've been trying to sort the bedroom first. Sink, geezer, a few bits of furniture, a mattress.
Your dad thought your old firm might give you one.
How is he?
Seems to spend a lot of time in the pub. We sit and watch the domino players together.
What happened, Chris? I mean, what went wrong?
Oh, with me and my ex. Oh, the usual. Started working overtime, went on to late, then graduated to permanent nights. I had no kids to consider. Just the occasional black eye. So I packed me Valium and left. What really happened, of course, was virtue led me astray. Being a good Catholic girl, you see, I made him wait. So he married me for the first night. Then went back to being a bachelor. I had nothing to go back to. I'd already given it all to him.
Well, at least, as you said, there were no kids.
Not for want of trying. I actually thought they might give him a sense of responsibility. The politics of despair. By that time, he'd got bored, so I had to go for all the tricks.
Chris,
A bit embarrassed, are you, John? You should be where I've been.
But still no go. The kids, that is.
Oh, I couldn't. He couldn't. Who knows?
What about the tests?
Oh, yes, the tests. Excuse me, Bill, for interrupting while you're at the difficult task of poring over the racing page. He was named Bill, by the way, after what came through the letterbox each morning. Excuse me, dear. Would you like to take your feet off the table? Offer me the remains of your takeaway. Let me open you another can of lager. Then perhaps accompany me down to the clinic to take some tests. Oh, John. What if it were him? I mean, a real man being presented with a certificate saying he had no balls. It would have been designer stubble and Sunday football all the way. And he was sweaty enough as it was.
I didn't realise. You're married, you just moved out, went away.
I went for a tour, John. A tour of human nature. You really think I'm sorry there were no kids? After what I saw en route.
John, isn't it? John O'Rourke.
Yes, hello there. Oh, Bob from the job centre.
Right.
Hang on, Billy, something about horses, wasn't it? No, sheep.
You're a card, Mr. Spade.
Charlie Rose.
Of course. Merchant seaman. Wanted to open a kennels, right? Setters? Dogs you can take a bone out of their mouths. All
My.
The virtues of a man, etc. Right? You have any joy? I mean, do they take you?
I'm afraid it turned out just as you said. Benefit claimants only. I'm on leave again and saw your advert in the paper. Thought I'd look you up. Had a bit of trouble finding this place, though, I must admit.
You're not alone there, Charlie.
Well, this is Chris, part of the team. The blonde, good-looking part.
Chris, pleased to meet you. Look, John, thing is, I've found a little place over on the Wirral.
Really?
Near where I live, that's West Hartwood. Small market town. This house is up for sale and has got a bit of land attached. Good possible kennel space.
But there's a problem, is there? I mean, something that needs a professional touch.
I just can't seem to get in to see it.
I thought you said it was for sale.
Yeah, bit complicated. The owner went abroad for a time and let it. Then the owner decided he wasn't coming back and wired the estate agents to sell the place.
Except they can't get the bloke out who's rented it.
Trouble is, they can't really seem to catch him in. Seems to me to be one of those shadowy coves you hear about, sort of Scarlet Pimpernel. Would you care to tackle it, John?
Well, I
thought after seeing your advert in the paper, it might be the sort of thing that... Well, you could maybe do it while I'm away if you're too busy now.
Are we, John? I can't remember.
I sail for the States at midnight tomorrow, from the Seaforth Container Terminal, so it's a bit awkward for me.
Well, it's really nice of you to think of me, Charlie, but... Well, you see, here we're more into the kind of the...
Lord Lucan. Brinksmat. Shergar. Oh, hello, is that the phone, John? With that call you're expecting from Interpol about the Van Goghs.
That's Chris's little joke, Charlie. She once lived next door. Sort of gives her a privileged position. That and never having forgiven me for once seeing her in her liberty bodies, having Vic rubbed on her. Yes!
Yes, of course. It's a strange old world. Just thought I'd drop in. Let me leave you the address of this place.
Yeah.
Oh, just in case you do get a moment. Here you are. And, as I say, West Hartwood.
Listen, if I'm over there, Charlie, I'll see what I can do. That's a promise.
Best of luck, then.
Yeah.
Bye, Chris.
Ta-ra.
It's a nice bloke. Wants to breed setters.
He wants some help with his house, too.
Oh, come on, Chris. That's hardly my sort of thing.
What is? My sordid memoirs. He was looking for a service you're supposed to provide. That you're obliged to provide. You got the enterprise money to be John O'Rourke, private eye, not Hercule Poirot, confidant of kings.
Hello. Put me foot in it, have I? Like me to come back later? That is, if I can manage them bloody stairs again without a guide.
No need. I'm just off. Next time, Mr. O'Rourke, I'll bring some carbolic soap and we'll have a real clean-out.
Let me help you on with your coat.
You're a real gentleman, that's what you are. He's a real gentleman. Off the old school. You know the type. And who was that?
Will you sit down, Mrs...
Mrs. Wright. Anyway, whoever she is, I see she's got her own troubles. Oh, but I know what's caused them. Bloody men. Here. Get many pervs hanging round this place.
Do you want me to find you one?
Bottom of your stairs. Queer-looking cove. Gleary eyes, reading a magazine with a bloody big sort of wolfhound on the front. Bestiality, perhaps? Oh, they're all at it. You too, I suppose.
How can I help you, Mrs. Wright?
This photo.
10 years ago from the clothes. Dark curly hair. 5'5", 6". Natty dresser. Likes women.
Here. How do you know his height?
It's that car he's against. It's a Porsche, isn't it? They're pretty low slung. He won't be as tall as he seems.
Him and his bloody Porsches. Wonder he doesn't change his name to Porsche. Wouldn't be the first time.
And that handbag on the edge of the print. Now, that shows he likes women.
Shows he likes something carries handbags. As it happens, you're right. Because that's me. Just out of the picture, as usual. I want you to find that bastard.
Would that be Mr. Wright?
As was. Ronnie Wright. I don't know who or what he is now, except he's living across the Mersey, on the Wirral Peninsula somewhere.
But if you know roughly where he is...
The Wirral's a big place, sonny. Well, big place full of little places. But it's also full of smart money. So, that's where Ronnie'll be. He left London for what he called business in Liverpool, but the Wirral's where he'll be staying. Here. In this envelope, a retainer and XE's.
And what?
Expenses. Oh. And 500 cash when you find him.
Right. Well, now, if I could just take some details.
Details?
Where you live, that sort of thing.
Don't make me laugh. Here's a telephone number. A confidential telephone number. Right, I'll be off. Collect modern, do you? Modern art.
Oh, on the wall, yes.
Right, best investment of all if you know what you're doing. Ron is into it, of course. Specialises in nude, you won't be surprised to hear. How do you pick them, then? The ones that are going to move.
Oh.
That one there, for instance. Big green tip with a red eye in the middle and a rubber band over it. Got something there.
Yes, people think so. I believe the artist saw it as an ultimate set of symbols to depict the idea of the Great Earth Mother.
Oh, blimey. No wonder they're all hanging round your stairs. Right, get busy.
Oh, Mrs. Wright, before you go, why me?
Sentiment, really. Remember that old movie, A Rock of the Mounties? I saw it as a girl, 3 times. Broke my heart. So, I picked your name from the local paper. You got lucky, Mr. O'Rourke. Let's see if you can get successful, eh?
Oh. You don't realise how heavy books are till you come to move them, do you?
Spiders will have to get themselves on the housing list now your library's going.
Oh,
whoops. There's one falling out. Let's see. The Case of the Vanishing Egyptian Cigarettes by Mustafa Fagg.
Oh, Dad!
Let me open the front door.
We'll lift him in the car. Once we get him in the boot, I'll run you to the top of the street for a pint.
Look, I needed a car. Curly got it from his mate. It's a bargain. 150 quid. It's 3 months tax and a year's MOT.
How about an anthrax clearance from the Port Health?
Right. That's them safe.
Safer than we're liable to be.
Come on, Dad. Learn to live dangerously. Climb in. I'll put her through her paces for you. Okay, this morning. Oh, I must have just flooded.
As Noah said, Any luck with Mr. Mystery yet?
I've tried every sizable place on the Whittle. Must be using a false name.
You don't say. Let's have a look at that photo again while we wait for liftoff.
All right. Here. 70s snap. Long hair. Mexicano mustachios.
Lapels like Coco the Clown's. Trouser bottoms like Barnacle Bill's. What's that he's draped over?
His Porsche.
Likes them, does he?
Children he never had.
Why is she wanting me, you think? This Mrs. Raitt?
Maintenance, I suppose.
And why you? Why not a big agency? Why all the money?
I told you that. O'Rourke of the Mounties. Sentiment.
The Mrs. Raitts of this world are about as sentimental as a bosun's fist.
You've got something, haven't you? All right, Dad. Let's have it.
You've picked the queer business.
I won't have one if I can't come up with Monty Macho there.
I don't suppose there can be many with a name like that. Even on the Whittle.
A name like what? Well, come on.
Mr. Porsche, noted car lover.
Come on, you need.
Wax! From time to time.
Well, that's little bees then out. What's next, Curly?
West Hartwood.
Right, where are we? Yeah, West Hartwood. Oh, well, seventh time lucky, I suppose. Hang on! Told you it'd all happen at once, Curl.
Told me what had happened.
Come in! Afternoon, sir. Not too bad for early November, is it? John O'Rourke, private investigator.
Detective Inspector Crossed, public nuisance. Take you long, did they? The paintings?
Oh, left behind when we took the lease. Didn't think anyone would object if I stuck them up.
Not technically theft, I suppose. That one there. Let's have it down. Celestial Vision, Adrian Mintz, 1983. Acrylics and oil in cheap snap-in frame. Not that I know anything about it.
Just that the info you want is on the back.
You're right, son. Blow me cover. That a kettle, Mr. O'Rourke?
Curly, would you...
No, I'm not your ordinary copper. 6 packets of gum a day, 80 smokes, double beef curry and chips washed down by a bottle of scotch. Why, I've even got Open University credits.
Sugar, and are you sweet enough?
But they're not what I've really wanted. What I've really wanted is people to like me as a person. Well, most coppers do. Of course, no one ever does. And that, in the end, is what breeds iron in the soul and reduces us to page 3 in the sun and 4 away on the fixed odds.
John, was this milk sour when you bought us?
Years ago, we'd troll the streets of Liverpool 2 in the morning when the clubs let out. Why am I being arrested, they'd shout, as if 2 in the morning wasn't enough in itself. Once we got them to the Bridewell, the other lads would say, bend your truncheon round the bastard's head, Sarge. That'll quieten him. Or kick him in the ghoulie, Sarge. Give him something to shout about. Thanks, son. Kelly, is it? But I never did. So, none of the other bobbies liked me either. In the end, though, they came round. You know why? Because I got promoted. And everybody likes the boss. At least, if they've got any sense, they do. They listen to his questions carefully and answer them honestly. And my question to you, Mr. O'Rourke, is why you aren't with us and wearing size 11s instead of in this dump causing unease.
Because I want to be a boss too, like yourself.
No, Mr. O'Rourke, not like me. Not like me at all. For a start, I assume it's me and my kind paying your wages here, that you've hit on this as your final hope.
I've hit on this as my only hope.
And young Sherlock?
He's coming in with me, on a youth scheme.
Ah, Dombey and Son. You know, when I came here, I came to, stamp on you. But I'm so impressed by you bulls, I'm going to offer you a deal. You give me anything that's ours by right, serious crimes, as it were, and I'll give you all the lost kittens and milkmen caught with their trousers down. OK?
And what about clients' confidentiality?
What about Client's confidentiality? What about it? Got something in the confidential line, have we?
Just a hypothetical question.
There ain't no such animal, Mr. O'Rourke. There ain't no hypothetical questions, there ain't no hypothetical cases. There's open cases, shut cases, and there's Cherchi La Femme cases. Follow me? Nice cup of tea, that. Nelly.
He knows about Mrs. Reed.
Does he? Of
course he does. That's a bigger nap than pins are.
I mean, can I trust him?
You know what happened when St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland, don't you? They all swam to Liverpool and joined the police force.
So what would you do?
Time now, lads!
Dad, what are you saying?
If I'd signed on the ship, I'd do the work. That's what I'm saying. Think about it, John.
Which town, please?
West Hartwood, on the Wirral.
And the name, please?
Mr. Porsche. He'll be a new subscriber. It's spelt the same as the car.
Hold a moment, please. I'm sorry, caller. That number is...
No, I said he'd be a new subscriber.
Sorry, caller. But that number is X Directory.
Great.
Yeah?
Hello, is Mrs. Raitt there, please?
Who is it?
Mrs. Raitt, please.
You didn't hear me, China. I asked who it was.
John O'Rourke.
That's better. Liz, there's a geezer called O'Rourke wants a word. Voice on him like he's trying to sell timeshare at the North Pole.
Oh, it's that tech I was telling you about.
How are things among the golf widows and wife swappers, Sunshine? Using plenty of Polaroid?
Yeah, give me that bonger.
Oh, come on.
Keep your hands off me.
Sounds as if he wants a hedgehog down his jockstrap to me, Liz.
Just get two drinks, eh? That's bogger. All wet eyes, instinct and aggro. Right, what have you got?
Mr. Raitt, now Porsche, is living in West Hartwood at the Wirral.
Good boy. What's the bastard's address?
Ah, well, that's the next thing. Just bringing you up to date at the moment, letting you catch the drift, like.
I don't want bringing up to date, Mr. O'Rourke. You weren't hired as a calendar. Hard info or I'll be round for my money back. Except it'll be Bogger collects it. Understand me?
Well, Curly, the main feature's finally on the way.
X certificate stuff, do you think?
Oh, PG at most, I'd say.
PG? Does that mean pretty gory?
Shazam! A car park in the heartland of West Hartwood.
What now?
Nearest upmarket bar.
Well, what's to say he uses them?
It's part of the image. He'd get withdrawal symptoms if he wasn't in a plush lounge at lunchtime with a large one in front of him. You come in.
Nah, looks a bit pricey. I'll be out of place in an anorak and jeans. I'll hang on here. Hey, it's not a maintenance job, all this, is it?
Mrs. Raitt never said it was.
What's it really about?
I told you. Plush lounges, large ones and Porsches. And a chance for us to start at the top.
Have one for me.
Pint of bitter, please.
Oh, we're the twins ting-a-ling-a-ling, we're the twins ting-a-ling-a-ling, we're the brothers St. John, and we know when we're on. Yes, sir.
Pint of bitter, please.
Oh, no pints here, love. Over the road in the British Legion, behind the stables. Just follow your nose.
A scotch, then.
Double scotch for the gent. Anything with it?
Wouldn't mind a bit of ice.
No, wouldn't mind a bit myself. And change from a fiver.
Keep it.
Yes. Now, what you really after, love?
This photo.
Oh, that suit!
Yeah, taken about 10 years ago.
I'm paying for it ever since.
The hair and mustachios will have gone by now, too.
Yeah, unless he's appearing as the bearded lady somewhere.
Well?
You got a pal looking for you, love. Hmm? Someone's just popped in, then out. You know what I mean?
Small, slim, blonde hair.
Tempter. No, large, very large. Face like a full moon, hair like a Brillo pad.
Trust.
No ring through the nose, but I thought there was a bit of snout there all the same. One of them, are you, love?
No.
How about the photo?
Well, you know what we bar persons need, don't you? A good union and a decent wage.
Oh, here.
Talk about relief without satisfaction.
Yeah, another.
I should hope so. He's in the other one.
Other one?
Other hotel, love. Places like this always have two. One for the landed and layabouts, one for the lawyers and arse slickers.
And what's he?
He's in the Queen's Arms at the moment, ducks, and she's welcome to him.
Then what happened?
I went over there. No sign of crust. But Rate was propped up in the lounge as large as life. Clocked me right away. Some sort of sixth sense.
Known as self-preservation.
And slips out as I'm buying a drink.
So you lost him?
Just what we didn't do. I got tired of hanging around in the car and went for a stroll. Caught a Rate or Porsche or whatever coming out the pub and followed him down a side street to one of those snazzy little antique shops. Yeah. Import and export. Sort of place that's never open unless it's shut.
So he's in that lot as well?
Yeah, though we're not under his own name.
Not another.
Mr. A. Ferrari.
Put the kettle on, will you, John? I'll have a cup of antifreeze and a power steering pipe.
Right.
Something wrong?
It's dirty. Greasy. I've never seen it like that before.
Thought you'd be too busy to notice.
Dad, look, I really think...
So what now?
Obvious. Our two intrepid heroes mount guard outside Rate's place until he finally shows up.
Whenever that is.
It won't be too long between visits. Rate's probably someone got his money the hard way. He's not going to leave any of it lying around without keeping a close eye on it. We'll go back there tomorrow. He'll show up, if only to check the doors.
You going to let Mrs. Rate know?
I think so.
I bloody well know so. Having the man from the Prue call is bad enough. The man from the zoo, Mrs. Rate's bogger, would be another matter. So let's have a cuppa, then you two can get an early start.
After all, that's the only way to get the worm.
Oh.
There he goes. He's just leaving the shop. Heading for the Porsche. Hey, I hate to admit it, but you were right about him checking the joint every day. Is Mrs. Rate any happier this time when you rang?
Said she knew about his love of antiques from pictures she'd seen of his old girlfriends. And where's the address?
Coming up very shortly. He's moving off. Right, John, get going.
I can't get into first. Oh, one other thing she said I ought to know. Rate a psychopath.
What?
That's no good, Kel. I can't move it.
Here, get out and let me try. Come on, we'll lose him.
What if he spots us?
But what if he does? No psychopath's happy unless he thinks he's being followed. Come on, John, shift yourself. We've got to get going.
Place like this, you'd wonder where all the traffic comes from.
The thing is, it's there and it stops him spotting us. Oh, shit, he's pulling in.
We'll do the same. Look, there's a space.
Stick your head out the passenger window.
Right. Don't believe it. He's talking to a copper and pointing back here.
Oh, you're joking.
What's worse, the copper happens to be Inspector Crust.
Here he comes.
Wind the window back up.
I'm trying to.
Oh. Afternoon, sir. It's your vehicle.
Bit off your beat, aren't you, Mr. Crust? In uniform, too.
Simple disguise to fool the villains. I don't know, Mr. O'Rourke. Modern art collection, chauffeur-driven vintage car. Guided tours of your office shortly. The gent in the red sports job, Porsche, is it? He thinks you've lost your way, and I agree. Up to now, Mr. O'Rourke, I thought there were only two kinds of Liverpool drug dealers. Those with large houses in Surrey, and those with small cells in Walton. But maybe there's a third kind. You and I have to have a talk shortly, Mr. O'Rourke, about a lot of money that's gone missing. But for now, get Chitty Chitty Bang Bang started up and get off back through the tunnel before I take that rusty back bumper and stick it up your jacksie and get that rear off driving.
Hello?
John O'Rourke. Mrs. Rate, I need to speak to you.
You haven't got it, have you? The address.
Why are you looking for your husband? I mean, what about all this money? There's a policeman named Crust turns up everywhere. Where does he come in, eh?
Where does the man in the moon come in? You were hired to make inquiries on my behalf, not your own.
I'm not happy about all this, Mrs. Rate.
You'll be unhappier still if Bogger comes calling. Let me tell you something, Mr. O'Rourke. You're an amateur. In everything. Between the worst professional and the best amateur is a bridge that can't be crossed. And you're on the wrong side of it.
Yeah, well, I'm the first to admit that as far as pros go, you've probably got them all licked. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
No, you shouldn't. You can eat those words shortly, Mr. O'Rourke. And each one will be like a mouthful of sawdust.
Mrs. Ray, if you...
Bogger!
Yeah, Liz?
I want that scouse Mick.
Oh, sure, Doe, sure. How many pieces?
As many as you like, and the smaller the better.
Well, how will we set him up, Liz?
From tomorrow, we tail him every time he goes across to the Wirral. That way, he'll set himself up. And Ronnie.
He's got the address, then?
He thinks he's close enough to try to start striking deals. Bogger, that bastard just insulted me.
Oh, he don't know no better, Liz. No education. No sense of protocol. That's his trouble. You leave him to me. Him and Ronnie, right?
Yeah. I know. Well, that is just get the money from Ronnie. Rough him up a bit, but...
Sure. I understand. Nothing a doctor can't fix.
That scouse, though.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Come here.
Oh, not oh, now, Bogger. Not yeah. here. Oh, Bogger, let go, will you?
Oh, talking about that stuff, the agro business. Well, you know how it gets me going.
Then at least the bedroom.
No, doll, here. I give you what you want all the time, Liz. Now and again, you've got to come across with the same for me.
So, you're going to come home every weekend now?
There's no reason why both of us should have nothing to do for 2 days of the week. Besides, I miss you making the eggs and bacon Saturday mornings. You don't mind, do you?
Well, I'm putting together quite a social life these days. Best time I've had in years.
Oh.
Fridays, tonight that is, we started going to St. Joe's Parish Club. Me, Chris and Curly, few pints. Bit of a dance to Father Molyneux's latest discoveries in the group line.
A bit dead, as I remember, on a Friday.
Not as dead as we'll eventually be. Why not join us? Go and stick on a clean shirt.
I don't know. What's on telly tonight?
Chris isn't for a start. You might have got over your blue period, but she hasn't. She needs someone to talk to, whether she knows it or not. And it might as well be you. Come on. It's all time off in purgatory.
Aren't you going to ask me about the case?
Why? What's happened?
I've had a phone call. From a seafaring gentleman.
One leg and a line in maps with little crosses. Go on, son. Go on, change. You're going to have to join the human race again sometime.
Cheers, Curly.
Cheers, Curly.
As I was saying, his name's Charlie. Charlie Rose. Wanted to breed dogs and he's been looking at a place on the Wirral. You remember Chris?
I do now. West Hartwood.
That's right. He even gave the address. Except he couldn't get in to see it because the lessee was never available. The lessee's name, of course, being Mr...
Reed!
Porsche.
Ferrari.
Oh, Ferrari.
What?
Evening all. Anyone for a pint?
Family group tonight.
A particularly literate villain once told me how he thought the lads in the force were like one big happy family. The Borgias.
Sit down, Mr. Crust. This is me dad and Curly's sister, Chris.
Nice to meet you, Mr. O. And you, Mrs. Miss.
Somewhere in the middle at the moment.
Ah. Disraeli, I think it was, said every woman should marry. And no man. That's politicians for you. Your fella holds similar views, did he, Chris?
My husband disliked politics, Inspector. Though he didn't feel the same about parties. Great reader, are you?
Munitive, of course, I'm doing to improve myself. Give the barman a shout, will you, son?
It's counter service. They like to see you's in.
Next to you, I think, Mr. O'Rourke. Come along, gents.
Yeah, well, don't fall off the end of the bench.
Better than appearing in front of it, son, believe me.
Ladies and gentlemen, while you're all enjoying yourselves and each other's company, and before we hear from the Negs, a word about this year's parish out into Lourdes.
You now, believe in miracles, Mr. O'Rourke?
And tombolas held on this spot every Saturday night to help the old and ill to places. Saturday being tomorrow, for those who aren't sure.
Perhaps just miracle drugs, eh?
Last drug I touched was some stuff from the chemist for me dad's rheumatics.
Who attended the shrine last year was after telling me a good tale. Lady in front of there, coming through customs, had a 2 litre bottle of Lourdes water. Customs man opens it, takes a sniff. Gin, says he. Another miracle.
cried she.
What would you say to half a million, Mr. O'Rourke, made on the backs of the young, weak and downtrodden?
So, without further ado, Father Molyneux's answer to the Beatles, ladies and gentlemen, the Nair!
Are we talking about the seasonal adjustment to the unemployment figures?
Don't annoy me, Mr. O'Rourke. I'm in the wrong job for that.
Well, we're on to start with, folks. Just Another Night, written by our drummer, the one and only Bobby Mack. Oh. Yeah, right, Bobby. So after that 21st party last week, I'm sure everyone already knows who you are. Point taken, eh? Right, lads, let's go with it. From the top, Just Another Night.
Interesting looking group of lads. Winsomely Sentimental. Now, what do you think, Mr. Rowe? Winsomely Sentimental?
Sounds like the name of two Harrison boats.
The days roll together, there's no change in the weather, there's no hope for the future, and although this did suit, you're gonna step. Now a new dance, take you round to the main chance, bring you on to those long stairs that lead up to the yesters.
I'm going to cut you in, Mr. O'Rourke. We're going to share our thoughts.
Feeling low. Spoke a joint of grass. Skip a line of snow. Score a gram of age. Maybe do some speed.
Hope they're old enough to use the bar. Speaking of which, Kelly, here's a used tenner. Take your time.
People see me taking money off you, they might begin to wonder. Let's face it, you're not going to be mistaken for an altar boy, not in here.
Explain, will you, Mr. O'Rourke? Before I have to, in a way he'll remember.
You and whose army?
Kelly. Curl, this is important, right? It's the case.
Just this once?
Yeah, well... But it'll only be the once.
How lucky we are, eh? Use of stuff that don't endure. And you, Mr. O, taking a turn round the floor with Chris now, are you?
Bit advanced for me.
Yeah. Trick is not to have your feet kicked from under you. Not in public, anyway. Oh, dear. I hope I'm not going to have to get official with you lot tonight.
Especially when you're dealing with size 11s. Come on, Dad.
Aye.
He's right. Size 11s are size 11s in or out of uniform.
Excuse me.
Come on.
The Chopin waltzes might be waltzes, but they're not waltzes any human being could ever dance to. She'd manage it, though, eh? Just look at her. Figure off a music box.
Like seeing her again for the first time.
Some of them seem to hunt out the good ones like her, the special ones, just so they can spoil what's in them. Okay, pin your lugs back, and I'll help make her proud of you. Many moons ago, there was a flourishing drugs racket round the south coast. Much... tripping among the trippers, and we couldn't nail it. We couldn't nail it because it wasn't static. The big cheese, Der Grosse Kaiser, Mr. Ronnie Raitt, had come up with a new idea, and like many new ideas, it paid off well, initially. He got himself a mobile home, a couple of mobile homes.
What, Mr. Caravan?
He gutted them and rigged them out as laboratories. Hired a few bent chemists and laughed all the way to the bank. £500,000, we reckon, at the end of the day.
Which is what it's all about.
Which is what part of it's about. Because at the end of that same day, of course, we caught on and moved in. And now we come to his better half.
His Porsche?
His wife, Mrs. Raitt, did the time for him. Thinking she was coming out to half the cash and a faithful husband. Well, half the cash, anyway.
So why didn't he do the time?
Oh, usual reasons. Everything and everybody in her name. He's a tongue as smooth as a mole's coat. Plus the viciousness of a tiger with piles. You'll find out.
Will I?
You see, we want the money. She wants the money.
He wants to keep the money. And all playing for real.
And me?
Piggy in the middle.
And you?
Oh, I represent the professionals.
What are they doing?
Waiting and watching. Same as all professionals do. You'll learn. You'd be surprised how much you could learn just sitting and listening. Mate thinks we're about, you see. He'll freeze on the money. But if he imagines it's just yourself and Mrs. Raitt...
Amateur evening again. Mrs. Raitt's got someone with her.
Bugger Bone. Known as the clumsy carpenter, he's broken so many legs. London, East End. And bred not to let go once his teeth are in. He'll hurt you. He'll hurt you, son. Ronnie'll kill you. But Bugger will hurt you so much, you'll wish you were dead.
If I have a go, find the cash, like. What's in it for me?
Whatever's in your head. Only you know that. Plus my goodwill, which you'll need. You're thinking of staying on in this game in this town, eh? Now it's clue time. Raitt has two containers of antiques at the Seaforth terminal waiting to go to America. They're waiting because the papers on them keep getting lost. We've had a good look, but there ain't nothing we can see but woodworms, superglue and cheek. But that's where we think it's going to happen. Right, here's Raitt's address. Ostentatious sort of a bungalow set in half an acre of privacy. I'm off to town for a Chinese. Give my regards to the folks. And tell the group, don't call me. I'll be putting them under surveillance as a matter of course.
Now this is what I call a real end to an evening at St. Joe's.
You seem pretty much at home here, ordering and that.
My ex was a great one for chats over the chapatis before it became punches over the porridge.
Your martini, ma'am.
Oh, Margaret. Thanks.
The food will be following immediately.
I say, here it's all decor by MGM and prices courtesy of the Maharaja.
Yeah. I'm sorry to go on about it. Just catches up with me sometimes. What that bastard really put me through. And to be with someone you think understands...
It's nice to feel trusted. Especially as I feel...
the case?
I'll visit Raitt's place tomorrow.
How will you approach this?
Through art, as Crust might say. I've done nothing but gather info and I feel dead beat.
It's the emotional drain. Like the divorce. There I go again.
You know, what we both need is a holiday. Crust was mentioning mobile homes and it set me thinking. You know, I've never had a weekend in a caravan.
Well, I have. Oh. John, I couldn't have another man like that yet. Not if he came on a gold platter with an apple in his mouth. You see this crew round the walls, looking like extras from the King of the Khyber Rifles?
Very colourful.
Do you ever wonder what they do to their wives when they get home?
Chris.
Well, I do. All the time.
Quarter of an hour, then come and get me. Okay, Curly?
I should be in there with you. You heard, Crust. This fella's dangerous.
He wouldn't wear two of us. See ya.
Yes?
Mr. Raitt, my name's John O'Rourke. I got your address from the Electoral Register. There's a painting in your shop window I'd like for my wife's birthday. Falls pretty soon, which is why I've gone to these sorts of lengths, checking your name and that.
Stand back slightly, would you? That's better. World War II Luger. Picked it up in a Jack boot sale. Come in, Mr. O'Rourke. Come in and tell me all about it.
He
You're an absolute bloody marvel, Bogger. You really are. A Rourke in a biscuit barrel on wheels and you lose
I'll do me a favour, Liz.
In that nutcase, staggering all over the road with those three bloody dogs leaping up at his throat. Jumping around like figures in a Soho sex shop.
I miss the smoke too. Reckon we'll ever see it again.
Stop.
What's up, Liz?
That driveway we just passed. O'Rourke's car sitting at the bottom of it.
Well, 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 what do you know?
Now, remember what I told you. Not too much on Ronnie, just where he's planted the dosh.
And O'Rourke?
Well, I'll have to let him get clear for now. Sets my teeth on edge, but there you are. Now, don't worry, Bog. You get your chance to ring his bell for him. So, just pull over into those bushes when you're ready, and we'll wait for Liverpool Larry and his mate to leave. Anything else?
Oh, I got your flask there, love. I hate doing the business when I'm dry.
Here, Mr. O'Rourke, a drink for an honest burgher of the great city of Liverpool. That's very interesting, that little tale you've just told me. Happened to be passing the shop, picture in the window, wife's birthday, etc. Decided to look me up. But unfortunately for you, there's just one thing. I don't vote, Mr. O'Rourke. I'm not on any electoral list. And the name on my shop is not Rate. I see by your face you've realized your mistake. Bang, bang, you're dead. Or are you? Have you given my wife this address?
No, I haven't.
Then you're not dead. Not for the moment. My wife hates men. Most women hate men. You find this, being married yourself?
Well,
Jack London said that a man who can keep away from drink and women can live very cheaply. Not that he ever managed it. Poor Jack.
Was he a mate of yours?
In some ways, a great mate. Though the level we commune on is not necessarily one you would understand. I mean no insult, you appreciate. Just a statement of fact.
Sounds a bit like Inspector Crust, actually. When I set up, he came to check me over. A bit of a query that was stuck in my mind.
Set up what, Mr. O'Rourke? Let me tell you my side. Some years ago, in the psychedelic 70s, my wife and I opened a recherche little bijou establishment in London. Are you following this?
Every word.
As often happened in those days, one place led to another, and suddenly we were rich. Have you ever been rich, Mr. O'Rourke? Don't let anyone tell you it makes you unhappy. I wanted to cash in, seeing the writing on the prescriptions. My wife wanted to ride it to the end. So she did, ending up in a not very glamorous sackcloth and ashes number in Holloway. Now she wants half of what I got out with. She's not getting it.
I struck a deal with her to find you. I've just set up as a private eye.
Wait here.
Help yourself to another.
Mr. O'Rourke, would I insult you if I offered you money?
Not necessarily.
For silence?
I sort of try to explain about that. You see, I gave her my word. You know, it's a professional thing.
You've also just begun. And when people are just beginning, Mr. O'Rourke, they usually have to do things that later on they shake their heads at in others. Here, at least hold the envelope while you consider. Now, you spoke of a painting in my shop window.
A ship in a stormy sea.
All the work isn't under glass, completely open to abuse. In fact, possibly the only genuine thing at this stage is the signature. However, meet me halfway and it's yours. Not that I'm an expert in the arts. Usually I simply draw conclusions.
Which are?
That you'll be charitably silent on my behalf. Show acquiescence and goodwill until I go.
Go?
South first, for a beaker full of the warm sun. Then New York, where once more I'll deal in the artifacts of the past, the memento mori of those artistic tongues that now are silent, but which still speak and say, thus it was, thus we suffered.
Yeah, right, well, Curly's waiting, so...
I'll see you out. This way. What sort of car do you drive? Oh, dear, Mr. O'Rourke. Appearances can be decisive. Force yourself up market. You'll soon be along there, naturally. Buy from good rummage sales rather than provincial outfitters. Never take anyone's post-data checks but mine. Remember, I've got your interests at heart. Nice evening.
Okay, there they go.
Bloody rain, as well as everything else. Still, there's been nothing straightforward about Ronnie since the day I met him. Right, how do we get in?
Problem doll. Bars on the windows. Intercom at the door. Even if I could get on that roof, I don't think I'd fit down that chimney.
Bugger, you've got to start watching those videos. Look, why don't you just ring the bell?
Say who, darling? Prince Charles?
I wish I had one of his polo sticks. John O'Rourke Dumbo!
Why have we stopped?
Two things. Raitt went in another room. While he was in there, through the crack in the door, I saw a picture on an easel. An old one in a gilt frame. About the same size as that thing of Adrian's back at the office.
Well, how does that affect us?
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, great. Now, what's the other thing?
This envelope. I've got to return it to Raitt.
What's in it?
Our future. Bloody weather.
Still not answering, Liz.
He will. He's turning over who or what's outside.
Yes?
O'Rourke again, Mr. Raitt.
Wait.
Now, Mr. O'Rourke...
Out you come, Ron, where I can see you!
Not too much, Roger.
What you doing, Liz? Let go, will you?
Roger, I was married to him.
All the more reason. Geezer like this got no idea how to treat a woman. Here you are, old son. Right, Ron. Before I lose my temper, where's the dough?
Booger, they're back.
Oh, don't you worry about that, Liz. Nothing a lot more than a nice pair to play around with. Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
You ran a bloody bin, Booger. You know that.
Get him!
No, it's the other one, the one that posted the road. Him with the hands of the Baskerville. Right, let's go. Booger!
Hang about, Liz. I ain't finished it. My Ron.
Come on, you bloody nutter, come on!
Down, Perseus. Hector! Quiet, Andromeda. Hello, John. Everything all right?
You know how it is, Charlie. Curly, you okay?
How about that chap on the floor?
Your missing tenant.
I hope this isn't you persuading him to vacate the property.
It's more his ex-wife trying to persuade him to vacate life.
Like most seamen, I've always had equivocal views about marriage.
Give us a hand to get him into the car, will you? Come on.
My office.
No. Hospital.
No hospital. Well, all the best, John. I'll keep in touch. My regards to your lady. Chris, was it? Come on, Perseus. Andromeda, that's bad for you. Come on now, chaps.
Right, take him, John, when I get the door open. Oh, he's out again. The other arm, John. Then we can get him in the back seat.
Oh, there's one of his shoes off now.
Just throw it in the back when we get him in. Last time we saw a pair of platform soles like this, Elton John was on them.
Curly, just heave it and him into the car and let's get back to the office. Even if Bogger holds off for a bit, the weather won't.
Mr. Raitt? Are you awake?
Oh.
How are you?
Walking wounded is the expression, I think. Those things on the walls.
Oh, it's John's art gallery.
No wonder he wanted to buy one from me.
It was for you, I presume.
Me? I'm Chris.
He said for his wife. Oh, talk about indignity upon indignity. Beaten up on my own doorstep, driven through the streets in an uncustomized car, now surrounded by the works of a part-time embalmer. It's enough to drive one back to TM. Hmm? Transcendental meditation.
Oh, yes.
Ever been to India?
Only via a tea bag. Fancy a cup?
I'm a person of fixed habits, especially in the morning. Oh, where are my shoes?
What about your face?
Bogger, like the mills of God, grinds exceedingly small, though like any other large, clumsy machine, he needs time to warm up. What you see is merely surface damage.
You know him?
Bogger is the guy who stole my woman, as they say, and as usual now believes he's the injured party, which in Bogger's mind translates to killing me as painfully as possible. That John's bathroom behind the partition. I need a shave.
It's his bedroom. But there's a sink and a geyser in there. Things are a bit primitive at the moment.
Oh, nothing wrong with roughing it at this stage. Give him something to boast about if he makes it. I've been into it with him, given him a few pointers.
If he makes it.
Come and talk while I shave. Scrape the grape. I'm not here for long, unfortunately.
Are you going somewhere, then?
America shortly. The land of promises.
Let's hope some of them are kept.
If the bomb disposal people saw this geezer, they'd cordon the area off. But first, a short time in the sun to heal old wounds. Single bed, bachelor quarters. You're no more his wife than I am.
I never said I was.
The Canaries, perhaps? Somewhere not too far.
Though just far enough.
You been there?
I've seen the map coordinates and spoken to a few of those who managed to make it back.
Ah, Krista, look at you. If ever there was a girl built for beaches and bikinis, pina coladas and the pine trees, wouldn't take someone like you long to get used to things, learn how it's done. I'll need a bank, by the way.
We're surrounded by them, all empty. John's gone to fetch his dad.
Ah, very feudal. Well, this razor has an edge like a broken bottle. Move across so I can see you in the mirror. Very nice. Very nice indeed. Now, what if I make you an offer no girl could refuse?
You're in dreamland, Mr. Raitt. I'm sorry. I didn't mean no.
There. A close shave. This razor, one of those you throw away, is it? Disposable. Let's get back where the pictures are. I'll just take this to the window. Celestial Vision, Adrian Mintz, 1983.
They all go for that one.
The old phallocentric conspiracy raises its ugly head again. John's okay, a born trier. But shouldn't you be thinking of a faster model?
Wire wheels and a luminous clock.
You can bargain with your face at the moment, Chris. The only cure for old age is money.
No thanks.
Only one thing for it then, isn't there?
Check your account.
Close it. Chris! Look out! Behind you!
What? Oh!
Yeah, I've just been up to the ward. They told me you were down here in the tea room.
When I saw her, I started to shake. I couldn't help myself, so I came down here.
Scalp wound and concussion. Nasty, but she'll be out in a week, they say. Oh, these places are like refugee transit camps.
I'm losing all track of this.
I want you to get your coat, Mr. O'Rourke. Come with me.
With you? Where to?
Wherever my magic carpet... or warrant card, as it's known, wants to waft you.
You're taking me in?
Get your coat and come along. That's all you have to know.
You
drinks, gents.
George. Yeah, I just thought we'd come here to look at a few villains. Sound as a Euclidean proposition.
Aren't you going to pay for it?
You keep me young, Mr. O'Rourke, you really do. What do you make of it all?
You think Rate was snatched from my place by his wife and Bogger?
No, son. What do you make of it?
Well, if they did, and didn't find the money on him, which they wouldn't, then they'd go back and turn his bungalow over. Did they?
Mr. Cross?
No, they didn't.
Which means Rate did it to Chris himself. But why? I mean, what did he want to hide?
Mr. Cross?
Look, I'm busy, Minty. Can't you, as a criminal mastermind, see that?
I just thought I'd say hello. Freezing out. No weather to be skint, eh? Some bastard pinched me Mac the other night too, you know.
That'll slow your sex life for a bit.
Nothing but running noses and steamed up windows. And the price of prescriptions. Good job I'm exempt, you know.
Is there any point in this, Minty? Or is it just practice for your next bail hearing?
Me ma's over there, having a Guinness. Wave, Mr. Croster. It makes her feel good.
Mrs. Farrell!
Dickies, I'll be leased you out next week. Me ma wants to visit to explain about his room that she's let out but forgot to tell him, you know. But what with the fares being what they are and her insides being too delicate for buses, well, a tenner would cover a taxi, you know.
You'll have to earn it.
Anything, Mr. Crust.
Right. You've half a mil to get out in used notes. How do you go about it?
Turn it.
Into what?
Something small, valuable. See that programme the other night about stamps? Bits of paper the ragman wouldn't give you a blow of his bugle for. Unpercolated edges. Me ma's had me going mad, rooting out old letters I sent her from inside. And them old paintings too.
Of course. Here you are, Minty. Here's 20. Offered in all humility.
Ah, Mr. Crust. One thing before I go. Who's your pal? You see, me mum will want to know.
That, Minty, is another great detective like myself.
Excuse me.
Then it's in the container.
It's got to be. I saw the shed super. Rate had come down and gone into the container with a large briefcase portfolio job. Whatever the money's been changed into is in there, all right.
What about customs?
Well, it seems if you invoice your stuff as bric-a-brac rather than genuine antiques, you can put in or take out as much as you want until the ship sails, which is tonight. If it ever gets round to it. There's a gale out there.
And you're going with it?
I've got to. Otherwise, I've done nothing in 3 months but make a fool of myself and get a lot of people injured. And I want Rate.
So it's not the cost of fish and chipper how many potato to the pound a man weller for him, after all?
No, that's just a blind. He's travelling with his assets.
How will you get on board?
The container-based perimeter wire has more holes in it than a Swiss cheese. Dockers make him to save walking round through the main gate. Dad's finding out from his mates about a handy one.
How long will it be? To the States?
5-6 days. Guys often stow away. They slip off the other end with the stevedores. That's what Rate will try. Then pick up his stuff from the other end.
And Curly?
Well, you see, these ships, the containers are on top, but there's what's known as a ro-ro deck. Roll-on, roll-off deck. Like a car ferry. You get in from a ramp at the rear of the ship. You could hide a regiment in there. It's big as a factory floor. And always chocker. Curly will be safe as houses in there.
Say your goodbyes, please, visitor.
And Crust?
No, he'll be there somewhere. Wouldn't be a show without Punch. But I'm going to be the one who finds the money. Crust is going to take me seriously. You too, Chris. In the end, you're going to rate me.
That's an awful pun, John.
I'm in an awful position, Chris. Chris, come with me, love. Paris. A weekend together. See something different. Real paintings. Life. All that sort of thing.
Time's up, visitors, if you will.
Saved by the bell.
Only this round. I'm prepared for a long contest, Chris. And there are gaps in your defence.
Oh. Visitors, now for the last time. Haven't you homes to go to? Ships to sail. Away with you. Come on now.
Right, Kelly. There's the gap.
The ship looks massive. Even from the road?
Always looks bigger, more beautiful at night. Just like barmaids.
How near are they to finishing?
Any time. That container waiting to be lifted must be one of the last. Having second thoughts.
There's the straddle crane for the container now. We'll go when it's lifted. Right, let's go.
See you, Dad.
Ta-da.
Send me a card. Hang on, though. What about the car? Who's going to drive it? John? Kelly? Don't leave me here, lads. John! John! Bloody hell. What's that? A scupper? Where'd he spring from?
Oh, squad car over the road.
Broken down, sir.
Yeah, that's it. It just stopped. Run out of petrol, maybe. I'm not sure.
Got a license, have we, sir?
Not really, no. It's my son's car.
Funny it should break down here, right outside the container terminal. It's all those valuable commodities waiting for the shippers, or any villain that comes along. Expensive cars, whiskey, antiques.
Ah.
Ah. And where is your son at the moment, sir? Falling the RAC, the AA, perhaps?
Well, officer, I don't think I'd be letting you into any secrets if I told you he was now on board that ship over there.
Run away to sea, has he? That's the trouble with youngsters. Two teenagers myself. How old's your lad?
41.
Oh, dear. This is a bit different. Tell you what, sir. It's a wicked night. Why not let me drive you to the station, sort things out there?
I'd thought of trying to pick up a cab.
Besides which, if anything happened to you, Mr. Crust'd never forgive us.
Like that, is it?
Sergeant Francis, he said to me, discussing matters, old Mr. O'Rourke is a gentleman it'd be a perfect pleasure to arrest. So open the door and we'll get you somewhere safe till it's all over.
Ooh, it's cold and dangerous tonight. And not as cold and dangerous as it'll be on board the Sea Spray. After you, Mr. O'Rourke.
How's it look out there, Charlie? Charlie?
In the study, Captain, looking over the charts.
What do you think off the bridge?
Rough. Likely to get very much rougher.
Nights like this, I know what you mean about a job ashore. How'd all that go?
Yeah, I'm still undecided. One or two hitches since we last spoke.
Well, I'd miss you, Charlie, no doubt about it. One of the old school, like myself. Majority these days I wouldn't carry as ballast. Finally got to see the chap renting the place, did you?
Oh, I got to see him. Whether he saw me is another matter. Lying on the floor covered in blood when I left.
On second thought, stay at sea.
Engine room want to know if we're going.
Well, it depends what the pilot says. We've got a standby, anyway. Any coffee in the chart room?
That's the ramp doors closed. We'll be off shortly now.
That wind sounded a gale out there. Hey, I wonder where Ray's hiding out.
Dad thought he'd go for a lorry cab. Above ground level. Difficult to spot.
Just look at it. It's unbelievable all this should be in one ship's hold. Lorries, cars, tractors, timber, combine harvesters. 1,000 places. 1,000 shadows. Hey, John. Huh? Over there.
Who? Crust? Right? Where?
Oh, it's okay. They've gone now.
They? Who?
Mrs. Raitt. Boggy.
Inspector Crust, where are you now?
Pilot's here, sir.
Thanks, Charlie. Pilot, Captain Forbes, my chief officer, Charlie Rose.
Captain, chief.
What's the news?
Port radar says it's not going to get any worse immediately. As regards tugs, I've got you two up, and I can get you a third. Are you going?
What chance another report from the lock?
This is Ocean Sea Spray, Ocean Sea Spray. Conditions at lock, please.
Hello, Ocean Sea Spray. Wind westerly, 5-6, gusting to 7, over.
Thank you, lock. Over. Want to leave it another hour or so, Captain? See if conditions improve.
tide's going as it is. Water's running away. No, we'll chance it. Get the other tug up, would you, pilot? Charlie, tell the engine room we're going. And for God's sake, order plenty of coffee. We're going to need it tonight.
Oh, we're moving again.
Yeah, the pilot must have gone. Heading for open sea now.
Feels like it. Oh, this rock in there. Yeah. I'd better sit down.
Here, this case.
Crossed us. Where'd you spring from?
Deus ex machina. The god from the machine. Or lift from the upper deck in this case.
Oh, do me a favour, Mr. Cross.
Not at all. In classical drama, the god or hero from the machine, or crane, was a necessary device enabling someone to suddenly appear and unravel a plot. Wrote an essay on it just last week.
Yeah, well, one of the complications for our hero is that Mrs. Rayton Bugger are here, looking to unravel a few things as well.
Look out! It's beginning to look like an Arctic ado, eh, Inspector?
Then lucky I brought this along.
That's a gun! I thought you
must
were...
Must believe all you read in the papers. Hold on. Oh. Blimey! What are Jason and the Argonauts doing up there, I wonder?
Well, Charlie?
Bad. Worrying. It's got much worse.
All right, as long as we keep our nose into it. Roll side on in this sea, we'll throw a container. Look at this one. Down we go.
And up we come.
Shedding canvas.
And drinking rum.
Ring the engine room, Shelley. Reduce the slow ahead. You hear that, helmsman?
Captain. Sir, we're losing way. She's turning beam on.
Holy moly, the engine's stopped.
Yeah, thanks. Sir. Right, as soon as you can. Governor's jammed.
How long, did they say?
Look out, Captain. Port side. Oh!
Get down, Mr. O'Rourke.
Where is he?
Thrown against this timber. Oh. Just we did. Keep your head down. Look.
No! Great.
Out of his lorry cap like a disturbed spider.
What's happened to the ship? The engine?
At an educated guess, the last time she pitched, the prop came out of the water. Once it's out of the water, there's nothing for it to work against. It speeds up. This, of course, could damage the engine, so there's a mechanism called the governor cuts in and stops the engine. With the ship's stern re-enters the water, the engine usually starts again automatically.
Which it hasn't.
Only because Mr. Cross never had a hand designing it.
By the combined harvester, Bugger and Mrs. Rate.
Where?
Hang on. It's going again!
We've got to get out of here! What are you going to do with that gun?
Rate spotted his missus and Bugger. I don't have Rach. He'll have one of them. Here goes.
No! Look out, Mrs. Rach!
What's happened?
Missed. But they know we're here. You made a mistake, young Curly. Rach won't let you off the hook so easy.
We've got to get out. This stuff movement is going to turn us into jam rolling poly.
There they go. Bogger and Madame Pompadour heading for the access ladder to the upper deck. Oh, Miss Cleed must have dropped his gun.
There's a way up for us.
Here. Access doors all the way along. Hold on. Right again.
He's going to the same door as them. He's going to shoot up at them. Stop him, Mr. Cross.
Any good?
Clipped him, I think. Come on!
Where are we going?
On top of the containers! Follow me!
What'd they say down below?
Another 5 minutes or so.
Wonder we haven't thrown a container yet. One's right up for it, will have taken a fair hammering. Have a look, will you, Charlie? We all secure up for it?
Captain, this crew. You recall anyone with long blonde hair and a fair coat?
Well, you know how it is these days. Who am I to pass comment?
Otherwise, there's a woman on top of the containers.
Good God, you're right.
And two men. Small one with a gun trying to force the other. off the edge of the container.
These shoreside wallows will do anything for a bit of publicity. Imagine having to go back to all that. I'd think again about those kennels. Look out! Got rid of them, have we?
Afraid not, sir. Hang on, there's three more just come out of the starboard access.
What?
One of those has a gun, too. Big chap. And the other.
Well, I'll be damned. I thought I'd left all this sort of thing behind on the cruise ships. Something up?
Fact is, sir, I think I know a couple of these blokes.
It's this run we're on. This bloody North Atlantic. That and the monosodium glutenate. What are they doing below? Give the chief a ring, will you?
Shouldn't we do something, Captain? The people on the containers, I mean, for good or ill, I feel personally involved with one or two of them.
The sea holds all the answers Charlie always has done. I don't usually talk in this fashion, as you know, but nights like tonight, full moon, raging seas, ship broken down, five madmen with guns on top of the containers, well, somehow brings out the philosopher. Why me, Charlie? Why?
Captain, look!
Hell's bloody bells. One of them's grabbed the woman from behind.
Who the bloody hell are you?
Police!
Oh, I might have known. Think we're Epsom salt, wouldn't you, lot? But do something. You got a gun? That bastard has one of mine. He's trying to kill Booger. Ah!
Now the small cove trying to force the other off the container shot him again. You should look, Captain.
I can't, Charlie. I'm a civilized man.
But the other bloke's still teetering on the edge. God, the bastard shot him again in close quarters. Now they're struggling. Here it comes.
What's the score, Charlie?
The two of them are gone. As is the container they were on. As has about three more from the port side. Engines restarted, sir.
More bloody forms to fill in. How about the rest of them?
Come on, Mrs. Wright. It's over now. They both gone. Come on, love. It's for the best. Come on.
So Crust made the arrest after all.
But I found the cash.
I suppose we're going to have to hear how. That tea ready, Curly.
Everything in general on the boil. Come on, John.
The most puzzling thing was Raitt's behaviour here. I mean, why wreck the office? Tear the paintings off?
Given his behaviour on the containers, wrecking this place is hardly to be noticed. As for the masterpieces of Adrian Mince, you've now got them out on the pavement in bin bags waiting for the dust cart.
Yeah, well, I've had the place redone. That sort of reward Crust got me.
But how did you earn it?
Well, when we came to open Raitt's containers, at first there seemed nothing but junk, all smashed and splintered. Only thing seemed intact were two Victorian front doors. Then I noticed the knocker.
And the door?
No, the other one, Celestial Vision.
Right, yeah.
And the penny dropped. The reason Raitt wrecked the office was to steal Celestial Vision. A clip-on, clip-off frame. What he did was to turn the $500,000 into another painting and slip it behind Adrian's green boob with the eye.
Oh!
An early Italian piece, it turned out to be.
Sophia Loren.
No! Oh. Once he'd got to America, right, he'd simply reclaim from his container what looked like a real piece of bric-a-brac and then take the good one from behind it.
Simple as that.
Well, Chris, how did I do? Enough to earn a weekend in Paris?
Oh, certainly enough to start me considering it.
Hey, that's my sister, your proposition.
What the hell's going on? Have a look out of the window, will you, Curly?
There's a dozen or so bikers. There's more chains on than Marley's ghost. Hey, they're looking up. Hey, they're coming in. A couple of big ones.
Afternoon, lads. Any way I can help?
Where's the deck?
Yeah?
Oh, John O'Rourke, private investigator.
I want you to find something. Something gone missing. Yeah?
Glad to oblige. Let me give you a card.
Aye. You Paul Daniels or something? Nice one.
Okay. Now, what is it?
Paintings.
Paintings?
Yeah. You must be joking.
Well, this is where I came up. You've come to the right place. Thing is, lads, I've just cracked a big one revolving around paintings. You know, money, heavy mobbing from London, shootout at sea. Mm. Just finished sorting it, in fact.
So now you can sort this.
Okay. Name, please?
Mince. Adrian Mince. Say what I want, Scratcher. Yeah? Right. Go to the window, like Aid. Oh, yeah! It's ham and eggs. He's been in them bin bags lying on the pavement, holding something up. You better come and look at this, Aid.
Oh, no, the paintings.
You ready for action, Scratch?
Impress me here, John. You can take me to Paris any time. On second thoughts, book the tickets. Maybe we'll convalesce there.
Just another night. Funky on my back. Hepatitis B. Wife's begun to pack. Just another night. Trying to turn a bob. Things go on like this. Have to get a job.
In O'Rourke's First Case by Vincent McInerney, John was played by Ken Cumberledge, Curly by Dominic Rickards, Chris by Maureen O'Brien, Mr. O'Rourke by Richard Tate, Mrs. Raitt by June Barry, and Inspector Crust by James Ellis. Bogger was David Googe, Raitt, Eric Allen, Charlie, Jonathan Nibbs, Minty, Bill Monks, the Captain and Adrian Mince, Christian Rodsker, the Barman and the Compere, Ian Target, Scratcher, David Lerner, and the Telephone Operator, Marion Ellor. The song Just Another Night was written and sung by Vincent McInerney, and the Nergs were Steve Wright on guitar, Dave Dover on bass, and Steve Bartley on percussion. O'Rourke's First Case was directed in Bristol
and Liverpool
by Sean McLaughlin,